USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal agents found $2.5 million in cash hidden in PVC pipes in the bedroom closet of a Miami man charged with bilking the government in a massive $49 million Medicare fraud scam. The U.S. Attorney's Office is reporting the cash was found sealed with plastic wrap inside pipes buried under the closet floor at Jesus Garces' home during a raid Wednesday. As the Biden administration continues to block the media from the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials reported Saturday that more than 5,000 minor immigrants are being held in facilities along the Mexican border. Nearly 10,500 other kids are being sheltered in emergency shelters by the Department of Health and Human Services. A Tennessee man who won more than $1 million from a state lottery this month realized he lost the ticket. Nick Slayton of Sparta said he retraced his steps and pulled into an auto parts store parking lot where he saw the ticket on the ground next to another car. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Abortion advocates are pressuring the Biden administration to allow abortion pills to be prescribed by phone or online, allowing women to circumvent state-based restrictions on abortion of children up to 10 weeks. Anticipating the move, pro-life bills in 6 states are pending to limit abortion telemedicine. Amid the surge of migrants crossing the border illegally, authorities with Customs and Border Protection are releasing migrants into the United States without a notice to appear court date. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claimed its policies are taking time to implement. The Archdiocese of Los Angeles and New York and the Diocese of Green Bay and Arlington have organized a one-hour webinar on the Equality Act tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Featured presenters include Ryan Anderson, Mary Hassan, Gregory Baylor, Gabby Gerges, and others. NASCAR on Sunday, Ryan Blaney won the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Next week, it's off to Bristol, Tennessee. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This month, Murphy Good Winery announced a one-year position with his team in Sonoma. But not only will the lucky candidate get to move to sunny California, they will live rent-free for a year with a $10,000 per month salary. Murphy Good's new hire should be ready to pursue their passion, the company wrote. The application, open to those 21 years or older authorized to work in the United States, requires a video resume explaining why the candidate believes this is their dream job. President Trump is getting ready to launch his own social media platform. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Trump is reportedly close to returning to social media and setting up his own platform, according to a senior advisor.
Probably about 2 or 3 months here, and this is something that I think will be the hottest ticket in social media. It's going to completely redefine the game, and everybody is going to be waiting and watching to see what exactly President Trump does, but it will be his own platform.
Jason Miller tells Fox News that Trump has been meeting with teams of folks from many companies at Mar-a-Lago. He had nearly 90 million followers on Twitter before he was kicked off in January.
In case you would like to build a sophisticated social media app that has complex features, sophisticated design, and support for 2 or more platforms, you shouldn't expect a low price for it. The development cost for such a project would be around $115,000. That's according to DigitalAgencyNetwork.com. 14 games today as spring training in Major League Baseball continues. The games will start at 1:05, 4:05, 6:35, and 9:40 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.